Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
This collapse by the Tigers has been sadly one of the most frustrating things that I can remember as a sports fan in Detroit. And the blame game, look, I know a lot of people want to play the blame game. I'll be 100% clear on what I want to do with I'm going to do with this. I'm going to wait till all the evidence is in and the season's over because it isn't over. It's not trending well for Scott Harris. And sadly, it's not trending well for A.J. Hinch because he hasn't found the answer yet. And there's still time to salvage something. And look, whenever you bring that up in times like these, you get flooded with you're so naive, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, so be it. Then call me naive. But with a week to go here, it's amazing what just simply winning a series can be. Like, Cleveland has been off the charts hot. They will come back to earth the way the Tigers came back to earth. And the Tigers have been so incredibly bad. The problem is when it gets in your head as a team, it's hard to get out of it. Baseball is such a mental game. It is such a difficult game to when you're in a slump, to pull out of a slump. And when your whole team is slumping, it's very difficult. And, you know, I guess if you don't think they were that good to begin with, then you probably feel like this is inevitable. I just think the sample size was too big. They played too well for too long for it to be a fluke. But hey, maybe I'll be proven wrong in the end. But when all the evidence is in and the season is over, I'll probably participate more in the blame game. But I mean, I'm amazed that the steady hand of A.J. Hinch hasn't found the answer yet. And maybe there isn't one to be found. Maybe he's up against the impossible, you know, because this is pretty epic in terms of collapses.
Well, I mean, what happened yesterday, just two on, nobody out, strikeouts, you know, pop up, strikeout, yeah. And stuff like that was happening. And you're like, how does it happen? And afterwards, A.J. Hinch was like, we had great at-bats. And then maybe it's just guys are pressing too much because once they see we got it, we have to have this hit, need this hit. All of a sudden, they expand the strike zone, and they find themselves behind in counts. Instead of being ahead 2-0, you're down 1-2 or down 0-2, and then you're really behind the eight ball. I mean, whatever it is, okay, got it. Let's go. You know, and it's easy for me to say. I'm not going through it, but this team, I mean, it's the most this is one of the most frustrating experiences a fan can go through when you see that you're the best of the best. And then a few months later, you're not, you're playing like the worst of the worst.
It's,
and you know, they haven't been playing the greatest teams of all time during this stretch when they've been bad. They played some good teams, but they played some bad teams too. And they still can't win. They get swept by Atlanta. I'm sorry, did Joey Wentz beat you?
Joey Wentz.
That happened?
Yep.
That happened?
Yep.
Just brutal. So
it's like they've gone over the top to undermine all the goodwill and confidence. And I'm sure that wasn't their intent, but their play, it's incredible. It's honestly incredible what's happened here. It's incredible. But So I'm going to wait till the season's over before I really get into the blame game. Of course, people want to do that now, and I understand it. But I've done this before. I've been down this road so many times to know that a lot that has gone wrong, there's still a chance that there's some yet. AJ hasn't found the answer yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're running out of time, right?
Obviously.
I'm curious. We got six games left. I'm curious to see if there are more moves to come. Obviously, they DFA'd Charlie Morton yesterday. Chuck Money's gone. And, yeah, the money ran out. It just wasn't there. But
More Chuck Money?
No more Chuck Money.
Chuck Debt.
Yeah, Chuck Debt, exactly. But where else? You're trying to find answers. Is the answer from somewhere else? And then you look at Toledo just finished their season. I mean, there's guys at Toledo that have had really good seasons, but are they going to be the answer? Jace Young was brought up over the weekend, and he hardly played. He was like a bluff to force a pitching change.
Well, he probably is not the answer, though.
No, he probably isn't, but I'm just saying that's one guy who gets an opportunity. Are there going to be other guys that get opportunities? Is Trey Cruz, who's playing at Triple-A, who got promoted from Double-A to Triple-A because he finally figured things out in his minor league career, was hitting the hell out of the ball and continued to do so at Triple-A. He's a shortstop, and hitting in the 280s at AAA with an OPS over 800, he finished the season with a 284 average and an 881 OPS at AAA. Those are good numbers.
It feels like you're bringing up absolute Hail Marys.
Of course, because this is where we're at. I mean, is Trey Sweeney going to hit the home run in the bottom of the ninth inning or going to have a 3-for-5 game? That's gonna. I'm looking for something. For something, anything to hang out.
I got
to
tell you, I think Trey Sweeney has a better chance.
I am so freaking desperate right now that I was like looking at revisiting the whole Kevin McGonigal situation. What about Kevin McGonigal? Yeah. He had a home run on a triple in a championship game for
the fall league, right? Bring him here.
Come on.
You know what you are, Gator? Doug, this is what he is. You've lost your keys, and now you're looking in some place that you never would have put them, but you're looking there because
the
you've
fridge?
Run out of options. Yeah. Are they in the freezer? Are my keys in the
did
freezer?
Did I drop them there?
Did I mail my keys to myself, and they'll show up in my mailbox?
Yes, right, yeah.
That's what you're doing.
You are looking at places the answer's not there, but I hear you, man, because you are desperate. This is unbelievable because the Guardians, they gave up on the season. At the trade deadline, they signaled, they almost traded Stephen Kwan, all right? They traded Shane Bieber.
I don't buy that either.
They have two pitchers that aren't even pitching because of gambling allegations.
Right.
They didn't even try anymore. Those pitchers were giving up balls for gambling. And that's the team that might take over the division.
Yeah,
it's
because
unreal.
Even if the organization decides, okay, we're going to punt here, we're gonna try to add
some
pieces
for the future.
Well, where did we hear
that before?
Well, yeah, it happened with the Tigers. It's the same
everything's
thing as a year
inverted.
Ago. Because, and this is why, one of the reasons I'm glad this point is brought up, that I got so upset last week with the caller and says, oh, this team just gave up. Like, no, they haven't given up. Because here's prime example how you don't give up. The organization may say at a trade deadline, okay, we're going to trade away one of our better players because we don't think we're going to, you know, make the playoffs. That's not going to stop the players. In fact, in some cases, it's going to inspire the players. Well, you know what? Screw you. Good for you for doing that. But we as a team, we know we're better than this, and we're going to play better than this. And the Tigers rode that all the way last year to get to the playoffs, to win a playoff series, to damn near get to the ALCS. And now Cleveland's flipping the script.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doing it this year, but the Tigers could stop it. They still have a chance to stop it. They got three games coming up starting tomorrow night in Cleveland. I'm not giving up.
I'm not giving up either, but...
But it doesn't look good.
Oh, it looks awful. 248-539-9797. Rick on a cell. Hi, Rick.
Guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Gator, Doug, as a baseball dude, right, I want to point something out to Tigers. Early in the game, runners left on two innings in a row.
Yeah.
Then you do the third inning with guys at first and second, nobody out. And I like Hincher. I'm not dogging him. But the contrast of college baseball, World Series, and playing real baseball, can we lay down a bunt maybe in advance of runners to 2 and 3? You know you're leaving guys on. You're not getting clutch hits. Advance the runners, maybe a wild pitch ties the game. Fly ball certainly ties the game, right? Why not just change the scripts a little bit?
I mean, it could. They could totally change the script. There's it's probably makes more sense than calling up Trey Cruz.
Yeah, Dougie, it seems like the guys that got the contracts and the big money and all this stuff, are they too good to lay down bunts? College World Series, I'm telling you, where they play real baseball, like old school stuff. Advancing runners, there's no question what would happen.
Yeah, it's
no
such a different game because of the aluminum bats. But, and it depends on who it is at the plate and their abilities. But, yeah, I'm in favor of shaking anything up. And A.J. Hinch, whatever the answer is, whether it's probably not as simple as the bunt, or as Jim Leland called it, the town of the bunt, but it's probably deeper than that. But at the end of the day, it's his job to find answers. It's totally his job to find answers.
Have you seen my keys?
It is funny when you lose your keys and you're like, I've looked there 30 times, right, but I'm going back and looking again as if they're suddenly going to be there.
Is it under the papers? Did I not look there?
That's
you start digging up your backyard. Yeah. Like, what am I doing?
Right.
What am I doing?
Did the dog take them outside and I didn't notice?
Are they in the gutters?
No? Oh, hysterical.
Are they in the attic?
It's Carson Anderson. Our Champ and Chump coming up today at 10:35. 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.